Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
What's lymphedema and what can be done about it? Let's go in-depth with Kara Gronenboom with the Pella Regional Health Center. Kara, what's lymphedema?
Lymphedema is abnormal swelling caused by buildup of your lymph fluid, and it's right underneath your skin. So when you develop lymphedema, it could be primary, so that's more hereditary, or you could have secondary. So you have a hip surgery, knee surgery, a bunion surgery, vein stripping, hernia repair, lymph node removal from mastectomy. So anything like that, you can develop lymphedema. So my biggest thing today to talk about is what is lymphedema and who can get it and just kind of the next step in treatments.
So I thought all these years that we've been talking about this, that it was just swelling tied to like lymph nodes. But I had surgery on my knee when I was 18. I still have swelling on it. Is that lymphedema?
Yes. So for some people will develop. So you had surgery when you were 18 and you just probably assumed, well, it'll get, some physicians will say, well, it'll get better. It's not that big of a deal. Well, it can develop into a big deal because there's stages of lymphedema. So you could develop wounds. You could develop infection such as cellulitis. So then it's harder to treat those people because it's kind of like, what do you treat, the wound or do you treat cellulitis? Well, you got to get that swelling down too to help your mobility, your balance, things like that.
Oh, really?
So it's important to come in right away.
Even if it's something from many years ago?
Yes. We can still get that swelling down. We've had people here in the clinic. So I've been lymphedema certified for 12 years. We have Brenda that's here. She's been 15 years. And Cassidy, she's in our Tumble clinic. She's been lymphedema certified for 2 years. So even if it's been a long time, please come in. We've treated people that have had back surgery. And he had difficulty getting in and out of his combine. So his leg, he always called it a wooden leg because it was so hard. And now, I haven't seen him in a while, he's able to get in and out of his combine. He has less pain. He can climb our stairs over here without difficulty. Before, he would come in using the elevator. So those are all great things that have come from coming in, seeing us. And it's a light massage. It's not painful.
Well, and sometimes it's sensitive, too. I mean, if you bump it or... And sometimes it feels like it's sort of dead.
Mm-hmm.
Is that nerves? Is that something associated with it?
Yeah, so sometimes you have that extra fluid around your joint, we'll say, and then that'll cause sensitivity issues. And so you really want to get things worked on. So compression is a big thing. That's what we really focus on is compression, massage. Some people are appropriate for pumps, so that's a daily thing that you need to do. Some insurance companies will pay for it, some will not. Also, key is elevation. You need to elevate your legs. So when you sleep at night, it's not a good thing to sleep in your recliner with your legs down. You need to sleep with your legs up. You need to make sure that you're eating a low-sodium diet. So please do not go to, I like Pizza Ranch, but you don't need to go to Pizza Ranch and have Chinese and Mexican all in a few days because you're going to balloon up and you're not going to feel well because of all that extra swelling.
So spread it out.
Spread it out. Or don't go.
So is that, I don't know, you're going to have to distinguish this for me or tell me what is really going on about this. How about people that have swelling in their lower legs, like from diabetes? Is that the same thing?
Yep. So some of your diabetes medication will also cause swelling. And then that will cause also, some of those patients have neuropathy to their legs or they have skin pigmentation to their legs. So with coming in to having a treatment, and again, it's a real light massage. We have some people that fall asleep, and that's just fine. It'll just make you feel better. You can get your shoes on. We have some people that can't even get shoes on. so they can get their shoes on better, they can get their socks on better. I kind of talked about walking is better. Some people will have to end up going to physical therapy because they're getting rid of the fluid in their legs, so now their legs are weaker. Some people, it affects their balance as well. So we send them to PT, and they do a great job there as well. So we're kind of, you just come here and it's...
You'll figure it out.
Yep, we figure it out. And the biggest thing is, too, is you need to go to your doctor. If you feel like you're developing swelling for any reason, you know, like I kind of talked about, from surgery or hereditary, you know, and you can get that at an early age. We've treated patients from here at the age of 7 on up.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about lymphedema with Kara Gronenboom with the Pella Regional Health Center. I remember after my mom had breast cancer and surgery, and she had lots of swelling, like in her arms and upper chest. Is that common?
Yep. It's very common, like I briefly talked about. And I've talked about before when we did the radiothon. You know, it's really important. And I think Dr. Thompson also talked about, even if they take out one lymph node, you know, you can still develop swelling. So it's, you just have to figure out it's a new lifestyle. You know, when you develop it, you really have to wear your compression daily. You need to also, you know, the low sodium diet, it's a daily thing. And that's what sometimes people don't understand, is it's a one-stop shop, but it's not always, it's forever. You can't just take a pill. You can't just take a LASIK and it's going to go away.
So you're going to, let's say, so if I come in, the light massage, but then you're also going to tell me to watch my salt. You're going to give me other advice.
And yes.
But it's up to me to follow through.
Actually, yes.
All right.
Yes. So wear your compression. You know, elevation is key. And like I talked about, you know, we have a variety of pumps out there that we can get you set up. So the biggest thing that we're dealing with right now is, okay, you go see your doctor because you're having swelling. So your doctor will refer you to here. It's the insurance companies. That's the biggest kicker right now, is people think your insurance will pay for everything because you pay for it, so they'll pay. That's not true anymore. I'm going to briefly talk about, there's a Lymphedema Act out there. So go online to the website, lymphedematreatmentact.org, and it talks about getting a hold of your Congress and everything, because what they're dealing with is insurance is not paying, or they're not paying for your compression, they won't pay for your treatment. If you need a pump, they won't pay for that. So they're trying to get this bill passed that insurance company has to pay for it, because some people, it's a life or death situation when they come in that bad. And some people can't afford their compression and they need compression. So then what do? You know, so we deal with that too. We try and get them what we can.
Okay, and so is this through the House, into the Senate, or where is it? Or do we need to contact every congressman?
I would just contact anybody you can that's at, you know, they're in Des Moines, even the White House. Joni Ernst is on board with it. I emailed last week Chuck Grassley. So I'm still waiting to hear back from him. So just contact even our representatives here in Pella, Marion County, you know, wherever you can, just to let them know, hey, I'm dealing with this. This is what you can do for me. Because they might not even know about it.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about lymphedema with Kara Gronenboom with the Pella Regional Health Center. Okay, and you say compression garments. What's that?
Mm-hmm. So here we fit you with Spandagrip. So it's a real light stockinette. It comes in a tube. We just cut what you need. So with that, you'll wear it. However, we always recommend that you get your medical grade compression garments. So they can be knee high. They can be thigh high. Arms. we can get it. So it's something that you wear 23 out of 24 hours a day.
You said Spanda...
Grip.
Spanda grip. You're wearing it.
I have my compression socks on, yes.
But you don't need them.
I do need them.
You do?
Mm-hmm. I was diagnosed with lymphedema, so I also have it from surgeries.
Well, those, I thought it'd
they're
be
nice.
Sort of tacky looking.
No, aren't they nice?
They're very nice.
And it's they're not hard to put on. Like some of them, like I buy mine off of Amazon or your scrub stores. You know, they're just like socks. Now, if you get the medical grade, like Medivin, Juzo, Jobst, those are harder to get on, but they're great quality socks. And those are the ones that are going to cost you $70+ for one.
They look nice. They look very stylish.
Mine are always stylish.
I was just thinking you'd make me wear stuff that made me look silly.
No. Well, the Spandagrip is like a beige color. Some people would rather have black, but I always want that one person to tie-dye it for me.
Argyle.
Yeah, why not?
All right, but they're so how much did those socks you've got cost?
These cost me $26.
That's not bad.
No. Or you can get on Amazon. Like one of our other therapists, she got on Amazon and she has like, I don't know, 6-8 pairs for $20 to $30.
And so what's different about them from regular socks? They're not baggy.
They're not baggy. So these are 20 to 30 millimeters of mercury. So that's the amount of compression that you need. Honestly, I feel like everybody should wear them. Because if you sit all day at your desk, you're going to develop swelling because that fluid's not moving as freely as what it should. You have varicose veins. You talked about diabetes. You know, you should always wear something. You're in healthcare. You're going to develop swelling at some point in your life because of your job. You're on your feet all day.
So
everybody should wear them.
Do you have stock?
I should. I should have stock in lymphedema stuff. Garments, pumps.
But you're talking people, most people over, what, age 30, 40?
As young as 7.
As young as 7 you've had it?
Mm-hmm. And that, it's more hereditary. You know, sometimes we find the younger population, it's hereditary, because it'll hit during puberty, some of them.
I just need a better name than compression socks.
Let me work on that.
All right, and so how does that work? Does it pump the blood up or the fluid out? I guess not the blood.
Yep, the fluid goes up and into your abdomen, and then you get rid of your fluid. I kind of talked about earlier, too, is elevation is key. So you need to make sure you elevate your legs throughout the day. If you can, at night, go home, recline, read your favorite book.
It's tough to elevate your legs when you're working.
It is. Or get up and move. You know, moving. just get up and move. Go to the printer. Go get a drink of water. You know, and like I kind of talked about, water is key. And coffee and soda or pop or whatever, that's not water. It doesn't flush you out.
Okay. I'm not going to say anything.
And it's not like some people think, well, I'm just fat. I've had patients that have come in here and they're like, well, the doctors just told me I'm fat. Well, let's see, how many surgeries did you have? I had one lady that told me I had 10 surgeries. And I'm like, well, no kidding. No, yeah. You know, you have swelling. And so I said, give me 1 month, you know. And not everybody's the same, so I can't say this is how much you're going to lose. But this lady in particular, she lost 50 pounds in 1 month because of all that fluid she had. She could finally go see her family in Missouri that she hadn't been able to see because she can't get in the car and drive that far.
Because she's just retaining all that fluid. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so the massage, it's a gentle massage, you say, but is there a pattern to it? Is there, I mean, I just can't massage my knee and make it better.
You have to always start at the abdomen, and then you go down whatever extremity. So if, say it's your leg, because it's your leg, you go down that extremity, and then you go back up, and you go back to the abdomen, and then you do the other leg if that's effective. So like I said, it's a real light massage, and you have to always move the way your lymph nodes are. You have 600 lymph nodes throughout your whole body. So if your, like I kind of talked about at the beginning, your lymph nodes are right underneath that skin. So if you push too hard, you're going to ruin that lymphatic flow. So it's a super light massage.
Okay.
You need to come in and see me, Bob.
I do.
We've had this conversation. I'll call your doctor for you.
Well, yes. Yes, all right. I'll make that appointment. But, you know, it sounds like it helps with the swelling, maybe help lose weight, mm-hmm. just make you feel better.
It does. It does. It makes you feel so much better. And with lymphedema, too, I have some patients that in this whole process, you know, they have social issues because their family they don't understand, or their friends don't understand, you know. They start to develop or they get depression because, you know, they can't wear their favorite outfits anymore, and they've gained 100 plus pounds because of all of this, because of they're just fat. It's not.
Just swelling.
It's swelling. A lot of it is swelling.
Mm-hmm. We can work on that.
Yes.
All right, combination of diet, massage, education, movement, and coming and talking to you.
That's right. So we have a clinic. Come to the Pella Regional Clinic in Knoxville, here in Pella, and in Ottumwa. And then we do home health, too. So if you can't get out and about, then we can come to you. Just call your physician. Or if you have questions, just call us, and I'd be happy to talk to you.
Anything else you want to share today?
I think that's about it. You know, I kind of asked some of my previous patients, like, what didn't you know, or what, you know, what's important, and it is really family education. Vein stripping, you know, I didn't know I can develop swelling from vein stripping, you know. It's, yep. You know, or those hot summer days that we had, why am I experiencing swelling after my knee surgery? Yep, and it's a life change, you know, so you need to really educate your family on that. And we have brochures about lymphedema. You can look it up online. The websites are pretty good. And if you have Facebook, look on there. Join a group.
You're not alone. A whole bunch
you
of us.
You are not alone. There are 3.5 million Americans with it. You'd be amazed.
I don't think we're going to get them all through the door, though.
No, but that would be great.
Thanks to Kara Gronenboom for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.